What is the Idaho Falls Goobler?
A Funland favorite needs a fix, but there's a good reason why it's going to take a while.
BYU and the CIA, FBI and NSA, WTF!
And have you heard of the Gem Lake Bike Park?
It's all right here, right now, tonight, on a brand new IFAF.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Welcome back and good evening, Ungovernables!
Wow, you're so high energy.
Outliers, independent thinkers, hit that like button, subscribe, comment, rate, whatever you'd like to do to let the algorithm know you're into this sort of thing. Idaho Falls Infotainment, bad jokes, dad jokes, shit like that, opinion. What'd I say?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I think you got it all. All the important shit.
We started off strong. That's like we need to start off stronger, I feel like, you know?
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes we're a little too smooth jazz. We need to be a little bit like funky jazz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funky butt loving. All right. No, it's from a movie.
Okay.
Rookie of the Year.
All right, fair enough.
Funky butt loving.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense in that tone.
And it's said by a doctor, I think, right?
Oh, funky butt loving.
Did he say funky butt loving?
I'm sorry. I don't know what happened.
Anybody? You know what? I kind of get it. Because especially as a doctor, he probably sees a lot of funky butt loving that lands people in the ER.
Yeah.
You know, and it's never a good thing.
Right. We were talking about light bulbs the other day.
Yes. Yeah. And how apparently that's a uncommon item to find in that situation, right. Which is horrifying.
Wrecked him. Damn near killed him.
Mm-hmm. You know, I actually think I remember there being a Scrubs episode about that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever watch Scrubs?
Oh, yeah.
Loved Scrubs.
Oh, hell yeah.
But if I remember what they ended
up... I want to love like Turk and JD.
I know. It's so sweet. But I feel like what they ended up doing in the episode was inserting a balloon basically behind the light bulb to push it out.
Yeah. I had a sibling swallow a penny and it was in their throat a sideways. And the doctor had to go in with the tube, blow up the balloon at the end.
Oh my gosh.
And yank it out. Uh-huh.
That's got to be terrifying.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, and also, why are kids so damn dumb?
Yes.
Like, who looks at a penny and is like, delicious? You know, that's also why they had to make Switch cartridges taste so bad.
Oh?
Because they were afraid that kids were going to eat them. So they coated them in this like nasty flavor.
Growing up, my grandma always had cherry lifesavers in her purse.
Oh, funny.
And I knew it. At like age four?
That's like my dad and cream savers.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like I somehow knew it. That's where the grandma... So parents having dinner and stuff, and I was toddling off like a toddler. I remember this clearly.
Right. Uh-huh.
And I went into her bedroom and their purse was on the bed. I was like, that's the place.
Right.
Let's see what's in here. There they are. It was a cherry lifesaver. That's what she always had.
Oh, uh-huh.
Put it in my mouth.
Uh-huh.
Swallowed it. It got stuck sideways.
Uh-huh.
And so now the lifesaver.
I was going to say, good thing it was a lifesaver. Because the whole shtick behind him is that the hole is meant to keep you from aspirating if it goes in sideways and you start choking.
Well, that's exactly what happened.
Thank goodness.
So I was whistling like,
So at least you could get some air, but it certainly wouldn't have been comfortable.
Right.
Wow.
I don't know how.
I don't know how you haven't told me that story yet. That's actually really interesting.
Oh, yeah. Grandma and Grandpa's house in Lancaster, California, because Grandpa worked for Boeing.
Right.
And Lancaster's where Edwards Air Force Base is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got the lifesaver story. There's a scorpion story.
Oh,
and then
okay.
Tippy the dog eating a hot dog story.
Okay. You know what? Let's save the other two for later.
Someday.
I really want to hear them.
Someday list.
Oh, and about Heimlich maneuver for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, a really effective way to do it is just to pick them up by their ankles and shake them a little.
That could have been what they did.
It wouldn't surprise me, especially if they're really young. Because if they're super young, doing the Heimlich maneuver can actually be more damaging because you have to put so much force on them and their little ribs are so small, they break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so instead you just give them a little shake.
Okay.
Yeah, same with dogs and cats.
How about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Plus, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, right. I know kids who love that stuff, you know?
Yeah. Oh, real quick, I want to make sure, how's the sunburn doing? Can we bring up the Home Depot?
I feel like I've been a lot more persistent about wearing my sunscreen, even when I'm not planning to go outside, and I think that's helped a lot, because I'm sticking much closer to the, I'd say even maybe close to the gaiety. Maybe closer to the pleasing pink.
I'd say you're in between gaiety and the pleasing pink, the top
two. So I'm gaily pink.
Yeah.
All right. I like it.
Nice. Well done.
Yeah. Or pleasingly gay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy in there. Pride Month. Speaking of grandparents, might as well just throw this out there. I'm going to be a grandpa.
Mm-hmm. You kind of already are.
I mean, well, yes. Okay. To fully explain, I've got a son. He's the Marine I'm always so proud of and bragging on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he married into, so he got an instant family when he married.
Right.
And a couple of adorable twins.
They're so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now they've made one of their own.
Mm-hmm. A bonus.
Yikes. So the bloodline continues.
Always exciting, I'm sure.
Sorry, world. Apologies in advance.
You know, could be worse, frankly. I certainly know that that is not the worst circumstance, because I can tell that those two are going to be great.
They are.
I mean, they already are great as parents together, but, you know, raising a baby, I think they're going to have a really good time.
Agreed.
I guess the real question is, are you going to be a good grandpa or a bad grandpa?
I'm going to be, I'm going to be the cool grandpa.
Well, that could be it. I feel like that ticks. So here's the thing. I feel like cool grandpa ticks just a little toward bad. Mostly good, but just a little.
You know how kids will always drink your drink?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I will be the kind of grandpa my grandpa was.
Oh, no.
Where, you know, hey, grandpa, what's in your drink? What kind of drink are you drinking?
Uh-huh.
Why don't you have some and find out?
No. Well, I mean, I guess... I guess it's a good thing that you don't partake in anything like that. But
I'll make a triple. Just leave it lying around every night.
I feel like that's how you make baby alcoholics. Like, those kids grow up and have a bad time. Yeah.
Or just saying. Or learn a lesson pretty damn fast.
No. That's when you just start having your little La Croce and vinegar drinks around them.
There you go.
Now that It'll is a good way to teach a lesson.
ACV beverage, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the meme? When I was a kid, I thought coffee was the adult beverage.
Right.
As an adult, I thought alcohol was the adult beverage. And now as a true adult, I realized water is the adult beverage.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's why we're a little, you won't be able to tell, I don't think. I think we're that slick and that smooth. This ain't episode 98 for nothing.
Right,
98? Okay.
Yeah, can you believe?
But we a little discombobulated as we're recording the show. A lot of things up in the air. And so I'm sure we'll miss some news.
Yeah, we are filming a little extra early so that still get it on time.
Yeah.
But we can still have a life.
Yes, sorry. Right. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah.
Thursday, first 90-degree day.
Mm-hmm.
And also fires in Pocatello, the West Clark fire on the West Bench. Yikes.
Man, that is... Okay, first of all, as bad as fires are anyway, it sucks that they happen during summer, so it just gets even worse and more sweltering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why can't they happen during the winter?
I mean probably because of the snow.
Yeah.
Like,
snow probably puts them out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know. I hate it. It doesn't happen...
in the fall.
It doesn't happen every summer.
Right.
But it is just, it's miserable. Of course, our thoughts and prayers, really, are with the people that are instantly affected by and that have to be evacuated, might lose their homes. And, you know, for us, it's just shitty air quality.
Right.
You know, I hate that.
I mean, and as bad as that is, it does definitely, pale in comparison to the idea of...
Right, right.
Even having to stay away from your home for a few nights.
There are multiple issues on multiple scales.
Right.
Of size and impact.
Yeah.
And just because other people have problems doesn't mean you can't also have problems.
Yeah, good point.
But it sucks.
Yeah. Just remember, though, that sometimes, even if it's shitty for you, it's shittier for someone else.
Right. Yeah, as bad as you have it.
Yeah.
That's I always try to remember that.
It's hard sometimes.
When I'm having a shitty day.
Yeah, sometimes it feels like there's no way.
Yeah, right. Yeah, nope. Yeah. I've got it the worst.
Yeah.
Starbucks messed up my order again.
Why do you keep going back to that?
It's the worst. Also, this is the worst. So, last Thursday, 91. Mm-hmm. And then 3 days later, 3.5 days later, a low of 37. That's a 54 degree swing.
Oof.
So cold over the weekend. See, in the 60s.
And that's why Idaho sucks a little.
The hell, man.
Because you can't even pack away your winter wardrobe for the summer because you're going to end up needing it.
Yeah. By
the
June.
The closet space here needs to be double the size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I think that is the best argument for having big ass closets here. You know? Also, we should totally have attics. I think it's weird that we don't. We've got basements. I think we should get attics too.
There's plenty of homes with attics.
Well, I know, but not enough.
Right. Not, you know? Yeah, not everyone.
Yeah.
Or not everyone makes use of the space.
Right, right. Like, when I think attic, I think like movies where a kid sees the little step thing and he goes up and there's like a ghost. You know?
Christmas Vacation.
Right, right.
Watching old family movies up
there. Yeah, like a space that could be converted into like a really cool spunky teenager's bedroom.
Yeah.
Or like a spooky attic space where you could find a ghost. Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Well, put that on your list for your dream home.
You know what
We've all got that list.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Comments and follow-ups. We have a few this time around. Didn't have any last episode.
Yeah, I know. We were so good.
Yeah. Cammie Hageman, 5815 on YouTube, caught our bit about when you experience heights, your natural but involuntary physical reaction is for your bum bum to tingle.
Yes. It's like, okay, you know where your butt dimples are? It's mostly like right there, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why. But for some reason, being up high or seeing someone up high and like the thought of falling makes my butt tingle.
Well, I thought that was weird until we heard from Cammie Hageman, who said, ha ha, I thought I was the only one who got a weird feeling down there.
Oh, funny.
While heights scare me.
Oh, interesting.
Mine happens in my crotch area.
I mean, see, I feel like it would get... I feel like that would be really hard not to develop some weird, like, thing with. Like, I don't want to use the word per se, but...
Kink?
Yeah.
Happy Pride Month!
Hey, not all of Pride is about kinks. They just actually have a good time, so sometimes they express that. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Yeah, you know what? That is a good point. Like, I feel like...
Is it a good tingling?
Well, I mean, I can't imagine it is.
Bad tingling? Is it I mean, there are some people who get their wires crossed,
that's
literally.
True. That's true. Like that one episode of Black Mirror.
And they begin to associate.
Where he's like wearing the like cap so he can feel other people's pain. And then he gets like all weird about it.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So just saying.
Can you tell we've been watching? We watched all of it, right? We finished all the Black Mirrors. It was great. Okay. Well, thanks, Cammie. And is it a thing we want to know?
Yeah, well, and I knew that some of my family did.
Are Carly and Cammie alone in this, or internet?
I wonder if it's kind of genetic, too, because I have family members who have the same thing, so I knew it wasn't just me, but I thought it was just us.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah, weird.
You crotch tinglers. Do you also remember last week my smart-ass comment about Blackfoot Pride Days?
Oh, barely?
And whether or not they'd ever change the name of Blackfoot Pride Days.
Oh, okay.
Because there's the sort of conundrum, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you change the name of your Pride Days festival, then the gays win.
Oh, I see.
Happy Pride Month! Apparently, Carly, the gays already won in 2016, 9 years ago.
Oh, wow. To be fair.
How the hell did I not know that?
To be fair, I also didn't know that, but I also very seldomly think about Blackfoot.
Sorry, Blackfoot. Didn't know. It's now called Celebrate Blackfoot, and it has been since the day the gays won. April 14th, 2016.
Gays won, hetero zero. Just kidding.
Gays won, Blackfoot zero. All right. Huh. Didn't know that. Oh, also, today, Carl, today, I figured out why Idahoans and Utahns don't like the zipper merge.
Why?
I figured it out because I was in a zipper merge situation and I saw exactly what happened. Would you like to know what it was?
Yeah, tell me.
Here in little Idaho Falls, Idaho, all the drivers here are so polite that the minute they see the zipper merge inevitability,
right,
the place where it's going to happen, everybody immediately gets over. Immediately. So how far away can you see? I mean, sometimes a mile.
Well, especially if all of the people in front of you have already merged.
Exactly.
Right, right.
And so everybody's so immediately polite.
Right.
We all get over. And then what happens, do you suppose? Well, that's right.
Yeah.
There's one dickhead.
That's what... Well, but there's not a dickhead. They're right.
But
you're right. There's a perception of this guy being the jerk.
There's one opportunist who goes, oh, hey, everybody's being polite. I'm going to take advantage of their politeness.
Right, right.
But as polite as Idahoans and Utahns are,
they've got a very strict sense of
justice. We don't like being taken advantage of.
Right, right.
And that's why we're against the zipper merge.
Right.
I saw it happen with my own special eyes in real time, and I thought, holy shit, we just talked about this.
Right.
That's why. That's what's happening here.
And you're totally right. You know, because here are all these guys who see that they could get ahead, but they're like, no, that's rude. I'm going to get over here. But then that just clogs up the line further down. You know, like, I don't know. It sucks a little because I totally love that people are trying to be thoughtful of the other drivers. And I also totally get why you wouldn't want to necessarily be nice to the guy that you perceive as being a dick, but...
And we're going to talk about Idahoans and Utahns, specifically Utahns, specifically Utahns that go to a specific place in Utah, as being sort of programmed to be compliant, but we all are. We're all following the law.
Right, right.
And you jackasses who aren't don't get to take advantage of us. Neither.
Yeah. Well, but that's the other thing. They're not following the law. Like, I totally get polite and impolite.
I get what you're saying. We've been over this.
I know, but we just have to stick to what's right and wrong and not right in like a justice way, but right in a like correct way.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I care about you and I don't want you wasting your breath.
You know what? Good point. Yeah. Good point.
All right. Okay. Oh, here's where we're talking about. The specific people that go to the specific place in Utah. Do you remember a couple of episodes ago we talked about Russia sort of disavowing, no, blacklisting BYU?
Right, I do remember that.
Putting them on a list of undesirables, undesirable organizations.
Right.
And you might think, oh, well, what does that mean? Well, that...
Yeah, that was our big question.
Yeah, if you're associated with an undesirable organization and they get you somehow... they can put you in prison for 4 years.
Which is a wild concept to me, but okay.
So we talked about that. We imagined under what circumstances would somebody from BYU be in Russia? Missionaries?
Right.
Learning Russian? You know?
Yeah, foreign exchange students.
Sightseeing?
Right.
You know, a dad touring the Kremlin with his BYU Idaho because they're playing that weekend shirt on?
Uh-huh.
Somebody, by the way, top comment was... I already did 4 years in prison. It was at BYU. Oh!
Good one.
Anyway, we got a few of these comments. People talking about BYU being a, someone called it a hotbed of recruitment for the CIA, NSA, and FBI.
Okay. Well, and so I went to ISU, and I know that they had a program for the FBI to recruit from there. So I don't think
because there is an FBI office in Pocatello.
Right, right. Yeah. And I don't think it's particularly uncommon for, you know, big federal agencies to specifically recruit from colleges. I guess the question is there a reason why it's either better, worse, more effective, less effective for them to specifically recruit from BYUI?
I did. But, well, BYU.
Sorry, BYU.
But it could also be BYUI.
Right.
BYU Hawaii.
Yeah, I mean, that's one I don't want to recruit from. They seem cool.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Bunch of big-ass Tongans. Kick your ass. But I did a little research, Carly, and you're right, by the way. Colleges, just in general, are a place where government agencies recruit from.
Right.
Because they've got an education.
Right.
You probably don't recruit from, I don't know, CEI, no offense. You know?
Sure, yeah.
A trade school or anything like that, because they want, I don't know, people who have proven to themselves that they can go through the educational system as we have deemed it as such.
Right.
Here in the US of A.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so that's the first thing, educated. Mm-hmm. Second, I'm not saying, look, if your route is trade school, that's the route I went.
Yeah.
Actually, the route I went was, I want to do that. And I started emptying trash cans at a radio station at age 18.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm not the one saying, you need to go to college.
Yeah.
The other reason they like BYU, as you can probably guess, is a lot of these government agencies mm-hmm. have branches around the world.
Right.
BYU students oftentimes have already learned another language mm-hmm. because of their mission.
Right, right.
Also, the religious aspect.
Well, and I was going to say, like, the Doctrine and Covenants, where you aren't supposed to partake in certain mind-altering substances.
Exactly.
That does seem like it could be very beneficial to, you know, agents.
Odds of a BYU student getting a loose-lipped yeah. on a couple of drinks are lower than,
yes.
say, a frat boy.
Right, right.
From you know, U of I.
And also, that's the thing. So, James Bond is, like, always seen drinking in the movies.
Shaken, not stirred. Yeah.
Yes.
Extra dry martini.
No, constantly, martinis will get you messed up so fast.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how he does anything except for sit on the floor and babble.
Sometimes with a cocktail, a mixed drink, you know, it's a shot of something and then 10 ounces of soda.
Right, right.
With a martini, sometimes they, you know, it's a shot
it's
or
alcohol
two.
Alcohol with alcohol.
Of gin or vodka.
With a little bit of
and a spritz.
Olive juice. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. A spritz of, now I forget vermouth. What it's called. Vermouth. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. I know. Yeah. So just saying, I'm shocked that he can even function.
Right. Right. I only had mood Chinese.
Burned. James burned.
Are you having a stronk? Do we need to call the bundulance?
So.
The name's Bames. James Bames. Drunk. Okay, so we have educated. We have probably already learned a foreign language. Mm-hmm. The religious aspect makes them perhaps a little more trustworthy. Mm-hmm. And here's so those are all pretty agreed upon reasons why mm-hmm. BYU students might make better employees for the FBI, CIA, NSA. Mm-hmm. And then a fourth sort of speculative reason, which is, see if you can buy into this, they've already demonstrated the ability to blindly follow authority.
Yeah, I mean, that was sort of the one that was in the back of my head.
And not ask too many questions.
Well, and can I also say, as an American-based and started religion, mm-hmm. you know, one of the few prominent religions that was started in America.
Yeah.
Well, the USA specifically. I mean, America's
certainly,
is different.
Certainly the biggest, longest lasting.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And I would say...
There's been a few upstarts.
And I would say the one that is the least perceived by the general public to be a cult. I know that a lot of people do perceive it that way still, but realistically compared to like Scientology.
Right.
You know? Yeah. But anyway, the point that I'm getting at with that is that the church, because of its nature and its history, would by nature be, I think, relatively patriotic. You know, the whole point of the Book of Mormon is that basically, but even like in the Book of Mormon, it's set in the Americas.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're big on America.
Yeah.
It could be said.
Yeah.
That's exactly. A good point. So there's a fifth.
Yeah. Yeah. I would think that there's a little added patriotism in the Mormon religion compared to, I don't know, like a Catholic.
Right.
You know, because they've got the Vatican and stuff.
Mm-hmm. We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike Helps Idaho. And when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
When it's time to sell your home, make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Link in post. And check out our brand new listing in Rigby at 3863 East 300 North.
Ladies, go thrifting at Elsie's Closet Upscale Resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on blouses, sweaters, dresses, boots, and jewelry. Knit cardigans, layering pieces, and bags. And now featuring Bumble and Bleat Soapery.
Elsie's Closet. Find trendy, sustainable fashion that's budget-friendly. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Do you want to feed your family locally raised beef? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound ground beef bundles to grill for your family.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
Virgin River Land and Cattle Company proudly ships to 5 states, Idaho, Utah, Montana, Oregon, Wyoming, and Nevada. Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month or their Crazy Fast Gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown-friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out TetonT-shirts.com. These exclusive designs aren't available in gift shops.
Head to TetonT-shirts.com. Link in post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
Idaho Falls.
What about it?
Has the cool cats.
Yeah. Idaho's talk show, IFAF.
I know, that's a fun one, right?
Yeah, I like that one.
I like how groovy it is.
Very. That's a legit jingle from the 60s.
You know, and the sad thing is, now people are all going to assume that it's just AI.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Right. No.
Yeah.
We actually spent thousands of dollars on those jingles right before we discovered that you can kind of plug in your search terms into AI and get something very similar.
Now, realistically, I don't think that what AI could produce would be anywhere near as good as that.
Right.
So I am glad to have them.
Yet, here in June of 2025, but in another year?
You never know.
I bet so.
Well, and also the voices on them are always the same voice, which drives me nuts.
Yeah, a little robotic.
Yeah.
They're working on that.
Yeah.
It's getting better.
But like the girl who sings is always the same girl who sings. The guy who sings is always the same guy who sings.
You have to be careful with your prompts. In fact, I bet you they're just like they're social media specialists now.
Oh, right.
And they're all like 18 or whatever.
Right.
Like in the Minecraft movie.
Right. Actually, great point.
Right. Mm-hmm. I bet you there's going to be AI prompt specialists.
Yeah, probably soon. At some point.
Because that, as I'm learning, is a talent.
You know, kind of like
in and of itself.
Knowing how to Google things properly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some teachers talking about how kids can't even do that.
It's going to be like AI and internet technicians.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Could be. We want to thank the Idaho Falls Downtown Development Corporation and Carrie Hammond for hooking us up with what we feel is the best location for a hanging flower basket in downtown Idaho Falls.
It looks so good.
So let's zoom in and then zoom out.
Mm-hmm. Is that not the coolest?
You see why that's so cool?
So cool. And that's really only going to exist for like this year.
It's between the two towers. The old water tower and the new water tower.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Kind of like that old kids TV show, Between Two Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Between Two Towers. Ooh, Two Towers like Tolkien.
Yeah, like Tolkien.
Yeah.
Kind of like Zach Galifianakis between two ferns.
Apparently being between two things is always a good thing. Except for a rock and a hard place. Man, I've already proven myself wrong. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I also love that it's on Broadway,
which
is like...
And the guy from 127 Hours.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Bummer.
And the person in the middle of a lazy H. Mm. What?
Depends on if you're into it.
Eiffel Tower. Happy Pride Month!
Not necessarily. I don't think you have to identify as LGBTQ to enjoy something like that.
Yeah, true. Anyway, thank you so much. We sponsored a basket this year, not expecting the prime real estate.
Yeah, that was nice.
And we got it. just about a block away from this hanging basket is Idaho Falls Power. And their dude, their CEO, I don't know, like the leader guy, the main guy in charge.
The
dude Reno. The main dude
Reno. The big dick.
You'd think the big swinging. Hang on. Let's get the damn facts of the story straight. We're going to get this.
Well, and also, can I just say.
I'm embarrassed that we didn't get the pivotal word or title. Like in every story, you have to have the who, what, when, where, why.
Yes, right. And you forgot miserably. The who. Yeah. Now, can I say while you look that up, that as great as it is that he worked at one place for 15 years, I want to remind the kids out there that the best way to increase your salary quickly is to not be loyal to your employer. Make sure you switch as soon as you can, whenever you can, if it means that it's going to be more money, baby.
It literally doesn't say.
It doesn't say his name?
Thanks, Local News 8.
It doesn't say his name?
It literally doesn't say the title.
Oh, that's dumb.
Was he the CEO, the president, the guy running it?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Okay.
I'm over it. Anyway, that's not the important part. The important part is his name.
Okay.
Bear Prairie.
That is a really cool name.
What a kick-ass name.
And also, that sounds like a place in Yellowstone.
Yes, it does. It sounds like an exotic place here in Mountain States Resort Territory, as we've come to call it.
Right,
because forget Yellowstone Teton Territory. That's not happening. Stop trying to make that happen. I saw their logo at the Mountain America Center this week.
That's funny.
Okay, Bear Prairie. Is his name. He's leaving for greener pastures.
Which also is kind of a hard name to say. Like, try saying Bear Prairie three times fast.
It's not quite rural juror.
Yeah, juror. But it kind of is. A Bear Prairie in a rural juror's jurisdiction.
Yeah. So Bear Prairie, in a world with bears and prairies, one man not only survives... thrive.
Ooh, Little House on Bear Prairie, where like they're survivalists and they have to drink their own pee.
Yeah. Bear Prairie, Bear Grylls, Polar Bear.
We're making so many
now really streaming on Paramount Plus. On Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
Bear Prairie. Oh, there we go. I found it. That's right, the delivery right there. Like you need like a really? Drunken. Minor.
Okay. There we go.
Anyway, Bear Prairie, just by the sheer power and force of your name alone, you are IFAF this week. Chris Pie 5, 21 finger gun salute, and chef's kiss.
To you for giving us something to riff on for about 3 minutes.
Awesome. Bear Prairie.
I mean, it's cool, but it's not that cool, Mike. Like, get over it.
Bury me on the lone prairie. Okay. Here's something I saw an ad for this week.
All right.
And I like, you know, we've been pretty welcoming to our friends in the podcast space.
I think so, yeah.
Roddy TV.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff and Greg.
Uh-huh. The 1614.
The 1614 Revival Foundation, yeah.
Yeah. The big deal. But wait, what's the name of their actual podcast, though?
It Begins With Us.
Thank you, yes. Yep.
And Maria.
Yes.
From Aguas Maria. And... another person?
I know. I'm so bad at names. I anyway, feel bad.
But I saw this these guys advertising. Film Garage 208. Have you heard about them?
Yes, I have, actually.
Okay. So we've been blessed enough to have our own studio here
mm-hmm.
and put our own thing together.
Right.
But if you're looking to start a podcast and you need the space.
Yeah, maybe if you want to dip your toes in before you financially invest too much.
You need the gear, the lighting, the record, mm-hmm. the mics.
Yeah.
All that stuff. I mean, it cost us a few $1,000s to put this together.
Right. If you don't have a spare room and you don't want to deal with your noisy roommate.
Yeah, now you don't have to. You can go to Film Garage 208. Mm-hmm. These guys, like, will rent you the space.
That's nice.
For an hour or two or whatever you need to get your podcast.
Honestly, I think that's brilliant.
Put together.
And it's extra brilliant because it means that you're sort of forced to be tight with it. You know, like you can't ramble on forever.
Leonard Bernstein, one of my favorite quotes from the conductor of the New York Philharmonic, right,
mm-hmm.
was to achieve greatness, all you need is two things, a plan and not quite enough time.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, get your shit mostly together, get down to Film Garage 208, use mm-hmm. their space, and lay something down, get something down on tape. I bet they even edit too.
Ooh, yeah, they probably have a guy.
I think they do. Yeah, the space, the backdrops, whatever you need. And honestly, Carly, I think we want to welcome as many people into this space as we possibly can.
Oh, for sure.
I think the more the merrier.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, at the end of the day, there is a little bit of meritocracy to it. So you don't have to worry too much. Like, you know, if you're good, you don't have to worry about competition, baby.
Right. I mean, not to brag or anything, but
we are.
We have almost 2,000 followers on Instagram. Okay. No, but seriously, let's load them up with keywords. If you're looking for a space to record your podcast in the 208, there's only one place in the 208 approved by Bear Prairie.
I feel bad using his name for an endorsement that he didn't necessarily agree to.
Bear doesn't know anything about Film Garage 208.
Maybe he does. Maybe he does approve. You know what, Bear? Go ahead and let us know in the comments.
There's only one place that can turn your vision, your dreams into reality. Mm-hmm. When it comes to podcasting in the 208, think Film Garage 208.
Man, I hope they use that for a commercial.
I don't know why I'm doing that.
You know, you're really on the like buy or die voice today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little much. I'll stop. Yeah. I'll stop that now.
I kind of like it. I think it's fun.
This is cool. We have a new Miss Idaho.
Mm-hmm. I will say, I get why people don't like beauty pageants, and I kind of like beauty pageants.
I can't imagine being a person who says, I don't like beauty.
Well, sure, but I get why people oppose beauty pageants specifically, and as someone who agrees that lots of those points are very valid.
And aren't they called scholarship pageants now? I don't know.
But I like the pretty dresses. I like the pretty people. Yeah. I like that they put a little talent What's together. Not to love? And they like have their little personalities on display. I think it's sort of a funny, like, okay, if I were an alien observing the human race, I would be fascinated.
Right.
You know, because it's basically just, oh, all these little people get together and these specific people stand in front of all of these other people and they try to make these other people think that they're the best person.
Yeah.
And I think that's hilarious. It's a cute concept.
They pick their finest specimens.
Right.
And celebrate them and uplift them and parade them around.
Yes.
Like to say the Idaho Treasurer's Office where Ellie Daniels went with a couple of potatoes here.
Right.
Okay. Now here's the cool part. Seriously. Ellie is, I want to say, okay, Brian Wood from the Brickyard Event Center hosted her for a thing after she won Miss Idaho.
Oh, good. That's awesome. Love that.
And I saw him post, and I think I'm getting this right, but I think she was the former Miss Bonneville County.
Oh, wow. Okay. Which makes sense, because I know you have to, like, it's like wrestling, almost, where you got to, like, you got to beat a certain ranking, and then you got to get up and, like, yeah.
And I don't know what city she's hails from, but I think it's interesting because last year's Miss Idaho, Maddie Andreessen, was from Pocatello.
Oh, okay.
So East Idaho has had Miss Idaho a couple years in a row now.
I mean,
is the cool part.
Because this is where all the cool people are at.
We grow some talented hotties here in East Idaho.
Right, right.
I'm glad to be part of that.
And also, I love her dress. The pink is so cute.
Yes.
Just,
yeah. Oh, I knew you'd love that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
As always, we have high hopes that she becomes Miss America. That'd be super cool. We got involved in a Facebook thread from Aiden, who says, "Hey guys, I'm hearing a lot about this Idaho Falls Goobler."
Okay.
What is the Idaho Falls Goobler?
It sounds like a gas station mascot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Or like, okay, the like happy from the fair?
Yes.
Like, I feel like
nondescript entity of a weird shape.
Right, right. Like, he seems like his species is goobler. Like, this specific one is happy.
Oh, right.
But all of them are gooblers.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Or what do they sometimes paint backwards on roads that you have to figure out? It says, don't be a gooberith.
Gooberith.
It's firebug backwards.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. So everybody was confused. Everybody was, at first it was Goobler.
Wait, can I ask what the don't be a firebug thing? Oh, because like,
They put it backwards on the roads.
Yeah.
Like so that it gets your attention and you have to figure it out and contemplate it.
Oh,
and then
okay.
the message is that more powerful. Do they still even do that?
Well, but also like by a firebug.
You never saw "Don't Be a Goober" if painted on the road on a road trip in Idaho?
Never once. Not that I remember.
Is it just me?
Well, and I was going to say too, like, okay, is the firebug thing like not putting out your campfires? Like, is this a Smokey the Bear type
thing?
Yeah,
don't throw your cigarette. This is back in the days when people were smoking and throwing their.
Right.
It wouldn't be the first time fires were started by grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
Bad grandpa.
You know, that is the one benefit to vapes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But anyway, okay. I think I get it now. I didn't want to leave that unanswered.
Well, I'm glad we answered. We took the time. We got the time.
Yeah.
It's no treat time eating into our show today.
Right.
This is all we got the goobler here.
Although I could grab one of those popsicles. I really am craving one. The jiggly guys?
You want to grab one?
Like, can I?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, because it sounds like you're going to tell me a little story time.
I'm going to keep going. Yeah, well, kind of.
Okay.
I'm going to keep going. So, everybody's like, Goobler, what the fuck? You know, there's no such thing. And I agree. Never heard of it. And Aiden, bless her heart, is like a child. She's like 12. I'm kidding. She's probably in her 20s. But... people made jokes about goobers. There's goobers.
Oh, yeah.
Here in Idaho Falls. Oh, for sure.
Tons.
Yeah. They're the ones always asking about Trader Joe's.
Yes. Well, they're also asking, like, when's the Ren Faire starting?
Yeah. Yeah. How are the roasts? Then there's gobblers.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could definitely... Okay, like, for instance, mm-hmm. you could get goobler and gobbler confused pretty quickly.
Right.
Along the same vein, have you noticed that the brand Google has completely ruined the word ogle forever?
Oh.
Google's only been around for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Not even, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But ogle meant to stare someone down.
Right. I love the word ogle.
Plaster your eyeballs all over them and their parts.
Yeah. No, ogle is one of my favorite words. I think it's a great word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now people say Google. They just cannot. Google is such a powerful brand name.
Sorry. Okay.
What
so.
The hell?
Okay.
How is it?
Well, it's good. Uh-huh. But I'm regretting eating this on camera now because I'm worried that I look like I'm either, you know, giving fan service or I'm
Happy
looking.
Happy Pride Month.
That's more for the weeboos. But anyway, I feel like I'm either looking like I'm, you know, actively trying to give fan service or I'm trying to not.
There is no reason why a young lady shouldn't be able to enjoy. Like, have you seen someone eat a burrito like that?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
It's so unsettling. And that's why I don't want to eat it like that. But I feel like it's the only way out.
Say, while you got it, can I just have a little teeny bite of that lemon?
Oh, yeah. I know that this lemon is cherry, so good.
There's grape straw. No, grape...
It's a grape strawberry. Yeah, you were
okay.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And this is the cherry lemon.
Yeah, which I like the cherry lemon both because the texture is better. Like, it does jiggle better.
Happy Pride.
There we go. That is the first time that you've said that, and it actually made sense in context.
All right.
All right. But yeah. That
was
also...
just a visual joke.
Yeah.
If you're just listening.
But yeah, anyway.
YouTube, IFAF Pod, like and subscribe.
There we go.
You know what? I need one of those so I can do that because look, I bit my before we came on the show. Can you see this?
Oh, I do see it. Yeah, that it's like black almost. Jeez Louise. Oh.
Okay. I bit my tongue.
Uh-huh.
Right before we came on the show.
You wanna soak it? Like a Mormon at BYU? I'm so sorry.
Soak it in cider.
But anyway, so right before we came on, you bit your tongue?
In the same place as I had an hour before.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
Right? So it wasn't the first one. It was the second time that hurts even more and you feel even stupider.
Mm. Right. That sucks.
Happy Pride Month.
I think I did in that context, but that's fine.
Anyway, Aiden, to answer your question, there's no such damn thing. There is no Idaho Falls Goobler. The only reason we're talking about it is to get those keywords.
Wait. So did he say what he thought it was?
A humanoid cryptid with bird-like features.
I mean, I've seen a few of those.
Oh, and Aiden's a she.
But they're usually like a weird art teacher, you know?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. It was like bird ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you ever seen those? Like those gals that like they're very angular.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Striking.
Yeah. They've got,
instead of a nose, it's more like a beak.
Yes.
Oh yeah, right, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway.
And they shriek.
Yes. Usually with glee.
Hopefully. I had at least one of those teachers, yeah.
But yeah. So basically they just said, hey, I heard of this thing and you've heard nothing about it and no one else has at all.
There's no such thing.
Aiden, I feel like you're setting us up.
As the Idaho Falls Goobler. Yeah, I almost wonder if it's a promotional stunt.
Yeah, yeah. Like maybe she's going to release some creepypasta.
Yeah, right. Yeah, maybe maybe there will, like, on maybe today in the same Facebook group, she'll release the story of.
Right, right.
The Idaho Falls Goobler, which is why we've decided to beat her to it.
Ooh, I love that. You know, if she, okay. So, you know, the Bigfoot picture? What if she like has already composed one of those in some ways, has it ready so that she can be like, what's the Idaho Falls Goobler? She waits for it to just get a little bit more interesting and more people to talk about it. And then she releases it.
I mean, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little transparent if you have it, like if you're able to look at the history of it.
Right. And I guess people do that on Reddit all the time. Mm-hmm. Hey, has anybody heard about this? Are there any good podcasts in Idaho Falls? And then, you know, they have their buddy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's called IFAF and I love it. And I listen to it all the time.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe we should do that.
Yeah. Hey, are there any good podcast recording facilities in Idaho Falls? Absolutely. Film Garage 208. Okay. So, in the interest of beating Aiden to the punch, if that's exactly what this is a promotional stunt for her new book, we're terrible people. We got AI to write us a 60-second creepypasta.
I love it.
Yeah, you want to?
Yeah, let's hear it. Okay.
Can I do it in the voice?
Oh, yeah, of course. I think you have to do it in the voice. The Bear Prairie
voice? Okay.
Yeah.
In the quiet town of Idaho Falls, whispers abound of a strange creature known as the Goobler. This cryptid, with its eerie bird-like features and glowing eyes, is said to wander near the falls at night, its haunting cries echoing off the water tower. Mm. Locals say, if you catch a glimpse of the Goobler near Rose Hill Cemetery, you'll be cursed with a series of strange coincidences. Some believe the creature is a guardian of the town, while others think it's a lost soul. But one thing is certain. I'm gonna give myself a hernia talking like this. Once you've heard its call, you'll never forget the legend of the Idaho Falls Goobler.
Okay. Good enough. And I've decided to, A, fully accept that this thing exists.
Oh.
I will endorse it. I will spread the rumor about it. I will now make this my life mission because I really want a Mothman statue-inspired statue of the Goobler.
Oh, yeah.
In town that is double-cheeked up. I want it even cheekier.
On a Thursday night?
Yes, double-cheeked up on a Thursday night and a Friday night because I want it to be caked on caked. So that it puts the Mothman statue to shame.
Are you saying you want our own cryptid, but he has to have some cake?
He's got to have, like, okay. Do you remember that cake male ballerina? By
the river.
Yes. Perfect.
Yeah.
But yeah, do you remember that male ballerina from, it was Cinderella, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, the prince in it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Just ass.
Hey, listen, the Chuckers, too. We've talked about them them boys having some cake.
Yeah.
In fact, my buddy Brad pointed this out last week. Is any organization in town more diverse than the Chuckers promotional department because they had no alcohol night 3 days after or 3 days before Pride night?
Oh, that's actually kind of interesting.
Yeah, huh. I thought that was pretty impressive. Way to go, Chuckers.
Huh.
And no, Chucks isn't going to happen. We're not going to start Chucks.
Yeah.
It's probably going to happen. God damn it.
I hope not. I don't know if I like it. But yeah, I think that's kind of, you know, maybe it's because there's such a, I don't know, a specific idea of what people think a baseball fan is.
Mm.
That they're just doing everything they can to get anyone who isn't their ideal demographic in there because they just want a few more people.
Hey, let's talk about this cool thing we learned about last week, the Gem Lake Bike Park.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we should talk about that. That was fun.
You might be wondering where it is. Where the hell do you think it is? It's by Gem Lake Recreation Area. It's by Gem Lake Marina. Now we have a Gem Lake Bike Park. Here's Davin from Idaho Mountain Trading talking about it.
Okay, Davin, get us started. What trail is this?
This is called Roadside Attraction. This was just put in actually late last fall. This is enjoyable because it is just a little whipper right-hand berm at the end of it. You get down to where those kiddos are by the water buckets. We've got some people going through the cross country, what we call the gym trail. You can see this young man on the ridge there. He might come into the drops. Let's see what's happening here. There's a 2 foot, a 4 foot, and a 5.5 foot drop.
How many acres of biking pleasure is this?
24 acres.
No way, bro.
Yeah. So city owns it. We actually went to them with a proposal about 5 years ago and said, hey, there's 80 acres down yonder. Can we put a bike park in? And they said, no, you can't because DEQ hasn't done official, you know, like surveying.
Okay.
However, we have this 24 acres. What do you think about it?
Right here by Gem Lake Marina.
Right here.
Gem Lake Recreation Area.
So you can go for a ride. You can get sweaty. I mean, you can knock out miles in no time.
Yeah.
And then you can go take a dip right at the marina. And it's a blast, right?
And so Idaho Mountain Trading sort of spearheads, coordinates the project, but anybody can come and volunteer?
All day, yeah.
Like on a Monday night?
Monday night. We start 7 p.m. every Monday. We go till the sun sets, right? We ask, you know, maybe bring some, like, work gloves, some water. We usually have most tools, but bring a rake or a shovel.
Okay.
And you can participate. And this has turned into a mecca for our local mountain bike athletic team or our high school mountain bike teams, right? For those who don't want to drive maybe 35 minutes to an hour to get to some good trails. Come
right
knock
here.
Out some mileage out here. It's awesome.
And the worst thing that can happen to you is this right here. Look at those socks.
They are wrong.
You are taking one for the team, yeah. You are.
That's funny. Looking good, looking good.
Yeah, thanks, David.
Anytime, thank you.
And let's show you this sign with all the rules. So yeah, if you want to go enjoy it, go enjoy it. There it is. They got a bathroom facility there now too.
Which is nice.
And if you want to help, I think they get together every Monday night in the summer. Call Idaho Mountain Trading. Get involved.
That's pretty cool. Now, I will say, when I first saw this this trail, I was kind of thinking, like, as a beach cruiser girly, I was like, okay, maybe this isn't for, like, me and my bike. I'm glad it's here for the mountain bikers and their bikes. But then I saw a toddler on one of those Strider bikes on it, and she was fine. Yeah. So I think even those of us who might be a little bit more delicate could probably really enjoy it.
Absolutely agreed. And thanks to Brad and Dave, Bonnie and Davin from IMT and Richard, Richard, the legend from Idaho Mountain Trading. He's the guy you hear on all the remotes when they're broadcasting live.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, very cool. Thanks, guys, for doing that. Have you been to Top? Okay, I heard it. Much like last episode when we had Miracle Eddie.
Yes.
Mayor Coletti.
Right.
I heard a toddler called Totvis Park, Topless Park.
Oh, that's fun.
And I gotta say, I would go to Topless Park Funland.
I mean, right? Okay. Kind of like how the
Happy Pride Month.
Okay, but also kind of like how you know, the baseball field does specific nights for specific demographics.
Yeah.
Maybe once there's a topless night.
There you go, Chuckers.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, like some, I don't know, nudist colony here in town could help sponsor some like privacy screens.
Sure.
You know, and then they could have a nice little topless time. And I will say,
go on the merry-go-round, what is it? The Ferris wheel.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I will say, as a gal who likes to wear different cut tops during different times of the week, it would be kind of nice to get a more even tan. So, if I tanned at all.
That's great. Yeah. Right. Yeah. If you didn't, where's the paint chips?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Anywho, at Totvis Park Funland, the octopus is taking a little break.
Oh, no. Sorry, I went straight to octopussy.
Right.
But no, okay, like how
long... Hey, it's a James Bond movie. Happy Pride Month.
Not everything about sex has to do with pride.
See, it's got eight of them. Okay, what? What were you going to say?
Okay, so how long is the octopus going to be out of commission?
That's the thing. This is the original one from 75 years ago.
Right.
Right, they just celebrated their 75th anniversary. So, like, the company doesn't exist anymore.
Uh-huh.
A lot of these internal gears have worn down. They need to be machined from scratch.
Crazy. Okay.
Yeah, so they got to...
And also, maybe 75 years is long enough.
Well, no, I'd still like to see it operate. And by the way...
Sure. Well, and also, this is coming from the gal who wants to fix everything instead of throwing it away. But, you know, when, like, human lives are on the line and stuff.
And listen, you know how I'm a matchmaker.
Right, right.
City of Idaho Falls Parks and Recreation Department and Quinn from QuickNet, maybe you two ought to get together because I'm aware of Quinn having recently learned how to do a little machining.
Really?
He's a car enthusiast.
Okay.
I think he's building his own car parts or something crazy.
That would be super sick.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, vroom, vroom. Make that octopus go with... faster.
I almost wonder if the fire organ guy from the
Jonathan Elkins.
Yeah, I almost wonder if he could help somehow too.
He still comments on our stuff from time to time. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about him, but I feel like this would be a fun little pet project for him and Quinn to get together on.
Between the city?
Okay.
And what him if? And Quinn, you got an octopus. That like goes five times faster and breathes fire.
Well, I was going to say, like, what if, like, right when the car hits the peak, it shoots a little fireball?
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
I mean, that would put the fun in fun land.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, you know, with all those trees there.
Right at topless. We're in business.
Oh my gosh. Imagine all the burnt skin.
Right? All right. So as we have been talking, it is Pride Month.
Uh-huh.
You may have noticed that.
Oh, and who would have guessed?
We thought we'd leave you with a few memes, including this one. Oh, the heteros are upsetteros.
Honestly, that one's good.
Yeah, and seriously, like, stay off my feed if you're gonna. I'm so tired of Broad Mountain. Get back in your lifted truck.
Also,
and go back to your what?
I was going to say, I'm so sick of the people on there that are like, what if instead of Pride Month, we did this other thing month?
Yeah.
Who, like, clearly didn't just Google it to see if it existed first. Right. Like, there have been so many where they're like, why don't they have it this month? And then people have to be like, actually, they do. You just don't care enough about this thing you claim to care about to already know that. You're dumb.
Here's another one. You know, I don't really have a problem with straight people. Some of my best friends are heterosexuals. I just don't get why they have to flaunt it. See, nobody wants to see that.
I mean, honestly, some things about straight relationships, I totally get. Like that whole, like, guy who hates his wife shtick. That's weird. Like, why are you even married then?
Well, that was back when people didn't get divorced.
Well, yeah.
That's why. The whole, take my wife, please, meh.
Right.
Meme was so big for so long as people didn't get divorced. That's and so. True. And so anybody could do pull the old bait and switch you into a lifelong commitment of marriage and you were stuck.
Well, yeah. Well, and also, like, you know, women couldn't have their own bank account. So, like.
Well, there's that.
Yeah. They all like.
Until the 70s.
Like, well, yeah. Yeah. Like, maybe the gal bait and switched him, but also the guy, like, had complete financial control over her and, like, it was bad.
Here's one. Straight.
Oh, that's funny. I like that.
Sort of like, okay, this is the meme equivalent of Ken Jeong and Community going.
Right. Ha! Gay!
And finally, Kombucha Girl. We featured her on the show before.
Brittany Broski.
Yeah, there's praying the gay away. And then gaying the prey away. Aha!
I mean, honestly, that one sounds a lot more fun and a lot more effective.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Well, it might actually work.
Yeah. You know,
all right.
I wonder if gay marriage had existed during the time when divorce wasn't a thing. If we would have seen more successful relationships even without divorce.
Yeah, I don't know. Aren't there some statistics about that?
Oh, yeah. Like, gay relationships tend to do better in, like, tons of different ways.
Gay.
Yeah.
Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride Month.
Well, let's wrap it up with what's coming up.
Well, first and foremost, one of my favorite nights of the year. It's bat night, baby, and it's back.
Trump dance.
Yeah, that's definitely not anything but that.
Happy Pride Month.
But yeah, that's going to be going on at the Idaho Falls Zoo. It's going to be this Thursday, June 26th at 8:30. You got to do it late because the bats get out kind of late. Mm-hmm. And we're actually going to be taking Maddie and Maury and a couple of their other goth friends.
Yes.
It's going to be a blast. I'm so excited.
If you missed our whole cross promo collab with Roddy TV and friends and Maddie and Goth Gang, we basically said we would buy them tickets to the first bat night. And it's finally here this Thursday. Yep, we're excited.
We're making good on our promises. Yeah. And after bat night, this Friday and Saturday, is Idaho Falls Pride. That's going to be the 27th and 28th. It's the 13th annual one. Can you believe that?
Gay!
Be careful with that one.
But I am technically correct.
I mean, yeah.
I think our LGBTQIA2S+ friends... Yes. We'll agree. Okay.
I love it. Anyway.
And yes, I learned all of the letters and numbers. And by the way, I'm not going to stop. If you keep adding to it, I'm going to keep learning. That's my promise to you.
Ooh, like the digits of pi. Yeah, I like that.
I will keep it going.
So as part of Pride, there's going to be the Friday night drag show, which is sold out, which sucks so bad because it's going to be good. I've actually gone to it before and it was a blast and a half. That's going to be at 8 p.m. And then Saturday is the parade, which is always a good time. I think everyone likes a good parade.
I love a parade.
They're going to line up at 9 a.m. They're going to start at 10 a.m. From the Universal Unitarian Church to the West Bank and then back.
And I think it's true that anybody can join.
Oh, I like that.
Like anybody can be in it.
Oh, that's fun. Like you
hop on the tail end and...
Aw, that's cute. It's like a conga line. Lesbian. Thank you. Anyway, and then after that is going to be the Pride Festival. That's going to start as soon as the parade gets back to the church. It's going to be on the Greenbelt north of the Farmer's Market until 5 p.m. It's going to have live entertainment, crafts, vendors, and plenty of other fun things. And, you know, once we're all done with that, the week after is going to be 4th of July. So I'm sure you can figure that out.
Sure you can, yeah.
You've got plenty of celebrating and fireworks to do anyway.
And you got plenty of time to figure it out, too. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we love you gays.
And lesbians and bisexuals and all of the others.
And heteros.
And trans.
Shout out to my heteros. Without you.
My guys, gals, and non-binary pals.
Where would I be? That's our show. Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Toodaloo, my dudes and gals and non-binary pals.
IFAF.